Welcome to another episode of Obscure Sheep Logic. What is going on? And today I am going to talk about a ridiculous poster that was taken down in Liverpool because it was offensive, transphobic, and just flat out hateful. And so I'm going to kind of just share my thoughts on this because I find it sad and comical all at the same time. So yeah, I watched this interview between Posey Parker, who is a feminist who's been, I think she was connected to the Standing for Women campaign. So yeah, they've been campaigning this whole thing where, this poster, for example, says, said women, a noun, adult, human, female, which I don't see anything wrong with that. You could also put one that said, you know, man, adult, human, male, and that also wouldn't. That wouldn't make me react the way that apparently it did to some people. Although I really do question who... I don't know. You know what I think when I see this and it was taken down? My brain goes straight to, well, what if this was a poster that said something like, trans women are women, or trans men are men? Would that cause such a reaction that it would be taken down as well? Or not, because I'm thinking that that would be okay. That wouldn't be a problem. That wouldn't be hateful. And, I mean, it's not actually based on biology, which is what really drives me nuts here. If you look at that poster, it's just going straight to the point. It's just a definition. I mean, if that really bothers you, I don't know, don't keep staring at it. Walk away. I don't understand. I really tried to come from a place of understanding, but I cannot relate to a lot of trans people today who choose, because it is a choice, you choose to see things out of context all the time, you choose to run with emotion all the time, you choose to call things transphobic all the time. I don't get that. I don't get how that's a healthy way to live. Like, why are you so consumed with what the world is doing that you feel is against you? And again, this goes back to, I'm really pissed off. I don't want people to walk around me in eggshells. And I feel like it is getting to that point where I don't even know who just off the top of my head, if I wanted to grab just coffee with some people, like just random strangers, I feel like they would really have to be conservative or at least libertarian. You know, I don't know where I belong in the world right now, which is kind of ridiculous because I feel like an outsider just based off of these insane political times. And, you know, I thought it was crazy already, right? Like Republicans today and Democrats and socialists, like all of that is, there's a lot there to kind of understand. And there's a lot of biases. It's just too much. And I really try to keep up with stuff, and I really try to look at what liberals are saying and look at what conservatives are saying and kind of form my opinion based on somewhere in the middle, if possible. But when it comes to the LGBT and just the trans community, I don't know how to find that the middle of it, right? Because there just isn't. There's no fucking middle. And it really sucks because I'm left just sitting out here like looking in and wondering how the hell we're gonna fix this and what the hell are you guys doing? And it's really stressful, and I don't want to say stressful because I try not to stress stuff, but like it's really frustrating though, and I don't know what it's gonna take. I have no idea what to do, but it just sucks because just in the entire LGBT whatever else community, that's very much left-leaning. And I say left-leaning, I mean, most in there have the same, you know, beliefs and they're not very open to a different opinion or belief. And I mean, that's just kind of a given. I mean, but you know, and then we get the trans community, and I want to say it's as bad as just, you know, the entire LGBT plus, I don't know, times like 1,000. Like, it's even worse in the trans community. So it really bites that I can't find that, like, comfortable center in the community. I have to be pushing the same ideas out there, and I have to be saying the same things in order for me to feel embraced and loved by the trans community. Because if I don't say all of those things, then I'm obviously anti-trans, transphobic, self-hating, and a bunch of other stuff that I get called all the time. And I mean, that sucks. That really kind of sucks. So it's like, if you speak out, you're doomed. And then if you don't speak out, you're also doomed. Because by not speaking out, I almost feel like I know it's not my fault entirely, but I feel as though there's some responsibility for me as a person, especially being trans. Like, if you're trans and you're just quietly letting this stuff happen and just letting it ride, I don't agree with that. At this point, I feel like we've all gotta like rise up and say something. And I am not a fan of just I really don't give a shit about feminism today. I definitely can't stand most activists. And these are two things that I don't really get into. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm against women's rights or women's spaces or any of that. I'm fine with all that. I feel like feminists today are pretty crazy, mostly, okay? Not all of them, obviously, but some of them are pretty intense and just won't, like, they won't leave room for, like, discussion at all. You know, everything is the man's fault and the patriarchy and all this crap. And so I can't really connect to that. I just not my thing. But I find myself now kind of connecting more with feminists and, you know, radical lesbians and all these other people, because I can't connect to what the trans community is saying regarding, you know, just biology and gender and all this stuff and sex. I can't have these discussions with the community, and I might as well keep my mouth shut because, you know, then I'm a phobic person. But so it's really bizarre that I am now sitting on this other side of things, and I'm trans, but like, I'm left with no options. It's either go hard on the left and keep saying the same things, or, you know, sit by quietly, let things kind of destroy each other, which is like where we're at now, where people are just intolerant and hateful. Or, I mean, I could start talking and hope that somebody will listen or somebody will start talking as well, because I'm just one voice and I don't think I'm going to change the world or anything. And but I've reached that point personally where, like, I just feel like I'm gonna have to start talking a little bit more about this stuff, and I don't want to. I would much rather just stay in my bubble, you know, maybe even start living like a stealth trans and just not deal with any of this stuff. But it does affect me, and I see it happening, and it affects me. And I mean, I'm not going to get into all the things that I'm concerned about and the things that I feel like are worth discussing, but I mean, there's a lot of layers into the when it comes to the trans community. There's just a lot to dissect and talk about and understand, and we're never going to get there because anything we question and want to understand is transphobic. And I have no idea when this is going to end, but I really just wish that people were not afraid. And it's kind of frustrating, you know, that just even on YouTube, we could, if somebody would, but they aren't, at least get like a fairly massive YouTuber with a good platform to start speaking about these things. But we don't get that because people are scared. They don't want to be, you know, they don't want to get hate, and I understand that, and they don't want to be called transphobic. And it just comes with, there's a lot of crap that comes with it. But at the same time, it's to me, it's crazy that, like, we haven't been talking about it, not as much as we should be. And I'm just super frustrated and annoyed that yeah, that a poster that says the definition of a woman is transphobic and offensive. And I'm just gonna read like a couple of quotes here from this loser. Forget his name. Not that I really want to give him the attention, but I think he's a doctor and he's a gay guy in the LGBT, but he basically spoke out. Oh yes, this is his name. He's an LGBTQI plus whatever else activist, Adrian, whatever the hell his last name is, campaigned against it. He said the poster was a symbol of a hate campaign by Standing for Women that targeted trans women, calling them dangerous sexual predators. Now, again, like, I'm not going to say that the campaign for Standing for Women or the trans community or the gay community or the lesbian community, like, I feel like every group is going to have a flaw, and every group is also going to have, you know, that one person or more that will say things in a very direct way, and it comes off as hateful. And maybe some people that are in this campaign are, you know, hateful, but I generally don't see that coming from these women that are just standing up to other trans women, which is really interesting. It's just trans women versus women. And us trans men are out here, like, just watching shit happen, I guess. But yeah, goes on to say, on superficial examination, there is no objection I'd make, as it is literally, as it literally is a dictionary definition of a woman, and I completely accept this. Okay. The issue, however, is where the view stems from. The group behind the poster explicitly excludes trans women. It's not an intersectional or progressive view. Okay, so this is my other problem, is that it's a women's group concerned about, like, women's spaces, and we feel as though it's excluding trans women. Well, yeah, they are, because they're focusing on women, biological women. They're not fucking worrying about trans women. And quite frankly, is the trans community worried about, I don't know, a biological male? Because I really don't hear shit about a cisgender male. In fact, when I do, it is always hateful. You know, we're always bashing the cis. That we're always joking about, like, males. We do, though, honestly. Like, I see plenty of people in the trans community just, it's okay to joke and kind of, you know, put down the fact that some people are identify with their gender, their sex, whatever. Like, that's okay. You know, criticize them, that's okay. But, of course, if a women's group wants to get together and do a campaign focused on straight, just plain biology, somehow we're taking that as though it's an attack on us. Now, I don't get that at all, especially from a community that won't even embrace me with open arms. I'm trans. I'm a conservative, though. Of course, I can't get in here and you know, be embraced and loved because of my views. Yet, we want the world to fucking tolerate us. That's just, I can't even comprehend how that makes sense, because it doesn't. But yeah, and then he goes on to say, the reason for that, he said, numerous transgender people work and live in Liverpool have expressed their fears about the poster and that it has made them feel unsafe. Oh, a fucking poster makes you feel unsafe? Then you should probably not leave your house ever, because what else could possibly make you feel unsafe? It's a goddamn poster, an inanimate object that's, like, not going to attack you. It's a word. It's a definition. It's also in a dictionary. If you open it up once in a while, you might see that, yeah, a woman is an adult female. Anyways, going on a rant here, but he goes on to say the reason for that is that people who are transgender are very on edge, that physicality, their facial expression, every single element of them is under constant scrutiny by people who interact with them in the streets. Fuck no, you're wrong, and you're speaking for, I guess, I don't know, trying not to cuss here, but I'm really just annoyed. doesn't speak for me. I don't. You know what this sounds like? Just insecure people. And I've said this before, and I'll keep saying it, but it seems like really insecure trans men or women are the ones that are speaking a lot about this stuff. I mean, it's just, that's what it boils down to, because I'm pretty secure in who I am, and I don't have a problem with all this stuff. I mean, I don't get it. You know, I think some people are way more sensitive, and I also think that those people happen to be really insecure about if they pass or not, maybe how they look. I don't know, but this is not a reason to be on edge. And when I interact with people in the streets, I mean, why, I trying to form a sentence here, but yeah, I don't know. When I go out, and you know what, I'll use an example. I tend to break my diet by walking across the street and grabbing a slice of pizza, because unfortunately that's pretty, it's what, like a, not even a minute walk for me, but yeah. So I walk in here, and I'll grab a slice once in a while, and I don't think about any of that shit. I don't think about the fact that I'm trans. I don't think about the fact that I'm ugly or good-looking, fat, skinny, what I'm wearing. Like, I just don't think about that. When I walk on my door, there's usually a purpose. I'm going somewhere. I'm going to get something done. I have to meet somebody, whatever the case. That's what's on my brain. I'm not thinking about anything else except, of course, just being aware of my surroundings, because that personally for me, you know, is concerning. I want to know what's around me, where where I'm headed, and I want to know if there's any sketchy people around me mainly. But my point is, you know, I walk into this place, grab a slice of pizza, and I don't think about all this stuff. I think about grabbing that pizza and eating it. And my interaction with people are, I just, it's pretty normal. Okay. It's pretty standard. I'll open the door for somebody. Somebody will open the door for me, and we'll say, thank you. You're welcome. And then I walk in this place, and I grab my pizza. I pay for it. I'm not thinking about all this stuff. And nobody is, honestly, you know, most people are just trying to also get to where they need to get. They're not really, you know, looking at me and trying to figure out if I pass or if I'm trans. That's not normal behavior. Like, if somebody's thinking about that all the time, then yeah, of course I would say they're transphobic. But I would also just say they're insane. But most people do not think like that. It's us. It's a me issue, and that's basically the biggest problem in the trans community is. We are self-centered. We want everything to just work out for us and our feelings. And then we go out into the world and we think the world is against us. And it isn't. And I mean, I believe in making your experience what you want it to be. I believe in going out there and putting out, you know, positive vibes. And that will give you a good experience generally. Like, that's how I try to live my life, is try not to go out into the world feeling negative, hateful, or terrified, because guess what? People will see that, and they will look at you and think, well, shit, what's wrong with that person? Looks like he's freaking out, or she's freaking out. And also, there's plenty of people that see that as a sign of weakness, and they will take advantage of you. They will, you know, rob you, or whatever. Going back to what this person is saying is, I'll read another quote here because they are funny. Many trans people choose to spend their lives as recluses, feeling that they have no role to play. Like, see what I mean? This is all, I mean, that is true for some, but not for all. But again, what does this have to do with this poster? Are we just going to, like, take down certain posters because of certain people? And I feel this is also goes back to the whole free speech thing for me, at least. You know, I don't believe in hate speech. I believe in free speech. If you say something and I find it offensive, sure, maybe I could consider that hate speech, but is it something that I then want you to just not be allowed to ever say again? No. And I hate that we're just going into this place of putting up walls around us and constantly being in our safe space. That's not how the world works, you know, and especially more so, I'm a minority technically, right? I'm the percentage of trans people in the world, or I mean, at least in my case, in the United States, I mean, we don't make up the most of the population, right? We're a very small portion of it. So why, if I'm the minority and it's very unlikely for somebody to be trans, you know, more people are just biological male, female, and cisgender than trans. So why, if I am kind of the out of the norm person here, does the entire world have to change just for me and my small percentage of, you know, trans men and women that are like me? And that's kind of how I view it. It doesn't make logical sense to me to kind of change things in such a way. Now, don't get me wrong, do I want to get to a point where we can, you know, make progress and be, which is where we're at, to be honest. You know, we have all these resources. I can now, like, Google trans in the computer, and there's just endless amount of things, right? I can find out what to do, and I can find people to talk to, and so on. And I mean, for me personally, that's enough. I don't want the whole world to change because I'm trans. I want to be able to live in the whole world as trans. And it doesn't seem like that's the main focus. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm really frustrated and triggered, maybe. But yeah, so, you know, once again, another week goes by where I'm just kind of annoyed. And I don't know. I honestly don't know what it's going to take, but I'm tired of feeling like the outsider. I really am. I've been feeling like an outsider for a few years now, just ever since this political craziness happened, and I'm over it. You know, we need to start having these discussions, and, you know, we need to start learning to go back to this place of just tolerance and respect and acceptance. And if women want to form a group of only women and not include trans women, that is okay. I'm pretty sure there are plenty of groups that are just for trans. I mean, why is that okay? You know, why are certain things okay and other things are not? And, yeah, I think I'm going to end it there because I feel as though I am just ranting now, but I'm just real frustrated. So if I came off like a little bit angry, I probably kind of am, just because it's really annoying to me that I constantly see people that are LGBT just speaking out and representing, you know, everybody and being absolutely ridiculous and insane. And I just don't want to live in that kind of world. I want to live in the kind of world where I can just live my life. That's it. You know, I can have access to things that I need as a trans individual. That is it. I don't need anything else. I don't want you to walk around eggshells. I don't want you to fucking ask me what pronoun you need. Like, I don't want any of that. All of that stuff is just extra bullshit. We don't need that. And it's honestly just, it's getting us so much hate and resentment. And I'm just kind of over it. So, yeah, I guess for now, I'm going to just keep speaking and trying to use my voice, and probably gonna just keep siding with feminists, apparently, because they're making more sense in this particular topic. But yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I guess just try to be logical and patient about things, because we're not always right. I just, like, step out of your bubble is what I would say to end this episode, because I feel like hearing the same opinions getting, you know, in that little echo chamber that we're all in, it's just really destroying us, and it really kind of sucks. But it sucks a lot more, you know, being trans and seeing all of that happen. So yeah, guys, I don't know. I feel really oppressed. I am a trans conservative, and nobody likes me. Until next time, peace.